Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Good morning.
I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky. Of course, we're going to talk about what everyone else in the world is talking about today. Goals.
That reminds me of soccer.
We know nothing about soccer.
I know.
If you thought you were here to hear about football,
goal,
you're at the wrong place. We are talking about goals
and goal setting.
And I guess they're called New Year's resolutions.
And so many people wait to that last minute.
Jason and I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. And here's why. We're giving you permission to not set New Year's resolutions.
Yeehaw!
You didn't think you were going to hear that from us, did you? Here's why. People set these goals because they feel obligated to do it, because that's what you're supposed to do on January 1st.
Yeah, and a lot of times we start setting these new goals based on things that we believe other people want us to be.
It's what the external society, culture, world, they've put this expectation that that's what you're supposed to do on January 1st.
Yeah, it's the culture scape.
And then you start thinking, okay, I gotta start going to the gym. And then that's a way for gyms to start selling you all of these
new health habits.
Yes, and memberships that you probably don't need
or want.
You show
up that first couple of weeks in January.
Because you're like,
oh my God, it's packed in here. I don't want to be around this many people. I'm learning this new experience and it's already uncomfortable enough without everybody watching me.
Yeah, but now it's packed in there because everyone else is on the same frenzy that you're on.
And they all bought their $29.99 membership or their $59.99 membership. And
if you step on the scale and you've lost a pound or two, then this siren rings and everybody stops and starts clapping for you. And you think, oh my gosh, did I just find the wedding dress or something?
And somebody's going, oh, they only lost a pound. I lost three.
Yeah. And then they bring out a thing of chocolate and champagne for you. And you think, now what? I'm negating everything I just worked a week to do.
Yes. And when we have these insights for who we want to become and who the habits we want to change, there's no sense in waiting 3, 4, 5 days, weeks to become that change.
So this is our system and we're going to share it with you because it works so much better and it's going to take you off of this hamster wheel, this up and down of setting these impossible resolutions. And then like Jason said, 2 weeks later, feeling like, oh my gosh, I didn't stick to it or life got in the way. I got busy being busy and now I feel bad and guilty and frustrated with myself. And it almost has this opposite effect on your life where
so
then
true.
The pendulum swings the other way because you think, well, I might as well just eat the whole box of Girl Scout cookies.
I might as well give it up.
Yeah, because that whole diet thing for the New Year's resolution didn't work. So, hey, I'll just sabotage myself.
Yeah. Let me eat my feelings away.
Right? And then they have these little Girl Scouts that are sitting there in front of the grocery store and you think, oh, well, I'm doing a good deed for them by putting peanut butter on my hips.
Hello.
Okay, well, get off the hamster wheel. Stop the spinning. That's what I say. And the way we do this is with I am statements. They're simply I am statements. You get to decide. You get to take control of who you want to be, and you get to take control of your identity, and you can do this at any time of the year. You don't have to wait for January 1st or any
You don't have to set it in the future.
Specific day, and you don't have to set future goals. You simply say, who do I want to be? And then you become that now. You say, I am a healthy person.
Yeah, and it's not about being like changing everything completely, but you start making those healthy decisions.
Well, you simply claim it. I am, you say, I am Whatever comes after I am is what you are. So you say, I am
a person who makes healthier choices. So then in the micro moments of life, you get to choose again. Am I committed to the person I am becoming? I am a person who makes healthier choices, or the person that I'm choosing to be, and make the right decision. Because what it comes down to is a lot of times we choose the convenience over commitment. We talked about that a couple weeks ago.
We had a podcast a couple weeks ago about that. So again, I am, and then you finish the sentence. And that's what you become right here, right now, in this present moment. It's that easy. And I know that I am simplifying this because there comes a point where we know all the information, we know what to do, and then there comes a point of implementation where we don't do what we know. And that's a whole nother podcast, and we can talk about that another time. But for right now, we are not setting goals in the future. We are not saying, oh, in 3 weeks, I'm going to lose 5 pounds. No. That just sets us up for failure. That just sets us up on this emotional roller coaster where we feel terrible about ourselves. Either we feel like we didn't keep our commitment, or we feel like we momentarily succeeded, and then we give ourselves permission to
treat ourselves badly.
Treat ourselves badly, which we've done that before. We've been on that one.
We call it a treat, a reward, but the treating is not in a conducive way towards the goal that we've set.
That just puts you on, it's the roller coaster of life. And Jason and I are here to teach you, and we've experienced this. Trust us. We have experienced this way too many times in every area of our life. So we are here to tell you, it doesn't matter what the external world is doing. The external world is programming and conditioning you, because there's advertisers and there are money. There's money to be made, and there's businesses.
And it's because we don't take the time to program ourselves.
Yes, we all are like a pack of sheep just following blindly. Oh, well, this person does it this way, so I'm just going to follow because I want to fit in. I want to fit in, and I want to be normal. I want to be a part of it.
Yeah, someone else said they had a good experience doing this.
And I don't want to miss out.
That's right.
I got a fear of missing out, so I got to just follow along. And next thing you know, we're going down the stream of life, and it feels like we don't stop and make decisions for ourselves.
That's big.
It is so big. And before we know it, we're actually swimming upstream, and we're working harder, and we are working
faster, longer
hours, and we're barely keeping our head above water is what's happening, because we're trying to keep up and we're trying to be what we think everyone wants us to be.
Distinction.
Right?
Yeah, it's what we're telling ourselves that someone else wants us to be.
And it's all because we haven't taken the time to really communicate with our own souls and to ask the tough questions. What is it that I want? And then we use this one little tool, and it's simply two words, I am.
Dot, dot, dot.
And then whatever you say after I am, be it. Just be it. So if you are wanting better relationships, then you say, I am
cultivating meaningful, deep, lasting relationships.
And now that is your identity.
I am a person who creates
meaningful, I am a magnetic, friendly, giving person. People love to be around me.
And then when the situation comes up, you have the option of responding to people in this new identity.
This is who I am. And watch, just watch. Now there's a latency period, because you have to first establish this belief. And then once you establish this belief, then there is a gap period before you start seeing it come to fruition in your reality. However, I guarantee you, if you continue with this belief without a doubt, without any looking back, you have to continue in this belief looking forward, it will come to fruition. It is law.
That's true. It's almost like
is law.
So in my mind, I see visuals. So to me, it's like it's planning a road trip. You can have a whole family coming together in one spot, this new, healthy, deep, lasting relationships destination. Everyone's coming from a different place around the country. So it doesn't matter where you're coming from, it's where you're going to. So focus on how you're becoming this person, the path in front of you. You don't have to bring all the history, the thought patterns that you had as the old person to who you're becoming as the new person. This, like Jana said, it's the new belief that you're living into fully and the new identity that you're living into fully. And just make those conscious decisions in the micro moments of life.
The minute you doubt, or the minute you fall back into your old thought patterns, the minute you fall back into your old feeling patterns, oh, that's not who I really am. The minute you fall back into your old self, then you're sending mixed signals to the universe. You're sending mixed signals to your brain. You're sending mixed signals to the people around you. You're sending mixed signals to everyone. Yeah. And when that happens, the lag time
expands.
Because all of a sudden it's like trying to swim across the lake. And all of a sudden you get halfway out and you go, I don't think I can make it. So you start swimming back to the dock and you go, oh, I don't think I can make it all the way across. And then you think, oh, well, maybe I can. And you know what? It's going to take just as much energy to swim back to the dock now than it would if I just really turned around and swam all the way across. So then you turn around and you start swimming across the lake again. And you swim for another like 12, 15 feet. And then you think, oh, I don't know. I'm getting kind of tired.
What am I doing?
So then you turn around again. And you go back to the dock and you start swimming for like 5 feet and you think, well, this is just crazy. Like, what am I doing? I'm just using all my energy, like being indecisive. So then you turn around again and you go, nope, I'm going toward the lake. Well, look how much time, energy, and the boats that are coming are thinking, which way are you going,
what's
honey?
What's that person doing?
Am I stopping or am I letting you pass or am I like going through? I don't know what you're doing.
And just because you fall into your old habit or routine doesn't mean you failed. It just means you need to have that awareness of, hey, I'm going back to who I was. I need to get back into my present moment and still be who I'm becoming and who I am.
Becoming conscious and aware. I think we mentioned that on every single podcast, and I'm going to mention it one more time because that is so key. Become conscious and aware. However, I'm going to tell you, drop the damn resolutions, drop the goals. It is time to raise your consciousness and say, okay, you know what? I'm getting off of this roller coaster of life and I'm going to start living a more conscious level of living. I am.
Yes. And then just be.
Living lucky. I love it. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.